All right, let's go to item nine, which I think is Henry's, which is our year-to-date budget versus actual report. And Henry, you can do this. Well, I don't see it yet, but I'm sure I will. And it comes back over. I don't see Henry yet on my screen.
Accepting for Henry is Gail.
Yes.
She'll be giving the presentation now.
Yeah, if need be. You know, we can probably do this at a high level, or we can defer the item if we want. It's really either way, but.
So while we wait for Henry to be moved over, I did want to acknowledge and congratulate the accounting team for all of the hard work that they put in and working on our year-end, our ACFR, as well as preparing the materials in today's packet relating to the budget versus actual expenses. And so with that, Henry is on the line, and I will hand that off to him to talk a little bit more.
Absolutely. Thank you, board. I know you've been doing a lot of work, so I'm really going to speed it along. I was waiting to get joined as a panel, so I guess I didn't put enough coins in the meter, and I had to run over there and hurry up and, and put it on there, right? So having said that, but the prior topic was very lively, very informative. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Bob, for all the good information. I do want to add one bit of info for that is that we look and we pound out any efficiencies we can, you know, on how to get money in folks' hands. And we've recently started electronically paying the very first retirement check. Okay, you may have heard that before, but that's big for the company. So that's the one that's the most exciting. It's the largest. And so even if we shave a day or two, that makes all the world a difference. So we still try and look, and we're still looking for any efficiencies possible. That's on my side. I'm really proud to help out Tim and the rest of the group in taking care of our members. Anyway, having said that, let's move on to another exciting topic. You have in front of you, board, a budget status update through the third quarter. We typically call these mid-year, but given that we are almost at the close of September, we'll roll it forward up through third quarter. The way this document is prepared is that we took a look at all expenses that are invoices in hand, that they're about to be paid. We forecast as best we can. Some invoices aren't in the house. They're still en route to the accounting office for payment. So we try and estimate as best we can. So this is all new similar information, similar format that you've seen. It follows the audit report style. We take a look at administrative expenses, and we break down the difference between administrative, non-administrative. The administrative expenses are the ones that are subject to the cap limit of 21 basis points of the actuarial accrued liability. The departments that fall in the administrative type expenses are your executive, the compliance, accounting, information systems, the recently split administrative and HR department. A couple of board meetings ago, Gail came back with a budget adjustments to actually separate that function of administrative and HR managers. So now we have two managers that head those two departments. And then moving on to the non-administrative costs, the ones that are not subject to the limit, that includes all legal, all investments, disaster recovery cost, IT, things of that nature. So they're included in the budget because we manage them as an agency. We manage them. It's just they're different categories in terms of the limit.
Yeah, Henry, I just want to jump in on that change, that admin HR change. I think everybody's aware of this, but that change really was returning to a more normal environment where you have different functions in the administrative services department versus a dedicated HR. We had a hybrid. It was just unique to the organization, but the normal course is those are separate functions, and that's what the budget adjustment reflects, and that's the move that we made following Ann's retirement. So that's just to remind everybody what we're doing there.
Absolutely, Scott. Well said. Those functions had grown into very distinct separate functions.
Right.
And in order to review them and make more efficiencies of those, it basically was two separate functions to match what's more best practices of agencies and organizations. And so the document itself, we have a combined administrative, non-administrative, and then I separate the admin and the non-admin. That's page 2 and page 3. The fourth page is the capital budget. We'll talk about the pension administration contracts and how those are moving along. So the big, going back to page 1, where it summarizes all of Cicero, page 1 is where we're at as a third quarter. And the first thing I'm going to draw your attention to is down at the bottom. Our budget is $18.6 million. Through the third quarter, we've spent $12 million. And that 12 is approximately 75% administrative, as the little pie chart there says, 73% administrative, 27% non-administrative. That gives you an idea, you know, where the limit costs are. And it translates into an under-budget situation of $6.5 million, or about 35%. So the key component of that under budget situation, I don't want to call it savings because we're running it lean and mean or any of that. The way I like to look at this is that a budget is like a plan. This is our forecast. This will be planned on spending costs, you know, for the agency. And if there's an under budget, we haven't started, the costs haven't occurred, or there was a change in plan. So the largest component of this under budget situation, 70%, is the personnel services. We've talked about it before. It's the vacancies that have occurred. And just real quickly, breaking down the vacancies, we have an internal auditor position that we're working hard on a recruitment there. We have a compliance analyst that left in May. Raleigh is thinking about what he wants to do there, but that wasn't, you know, that translates in some of the vacancy there. We had a mixture going on in investments. We had an investment officer that unexpectedly departed early. That's Mr. Rishi. We have a brand new senior investment officer that joined. That's Brian Long. He joined about 6 months later. That gap causes some of the under budget situation. There's a senior investment analyst that Tim's working on. There's a vacancy there. You heard Tim talk about a variety of ins and outs and retirement counselors, some new faces, some new people have joined, but they were absent. Those positions were absent leading up to this budget update. So that has recently been filled. The administrative function, that's kind of a neat place. A lot of the staff there and the vacancies arose from folks getting promoted as retirement counselors. So that's a good career move there, but it basically shifts a vacancy from one shop to another shop. So the admin team is also busy with hiring a lot of new happy smiling faces there at the front. We spoke about the split of the admin manager and the HR manager. While we talked about a split, both those positions are still vacant and we're actively recruiting for those. So that is the biggest item. I'll quickly go down into the operational expenses. Moving on down, line 2, you have your professional services costs. These are the ones where we try and estimate as best we can. It's the actuary, it's the attorneys, some of the consultants that we have going on, the audit. Well, it's under budget. It doesn't mean that expenses haven't incurred. They just haven't invoiced. Our good friend Siegel, take a little bit of time in producing their invoices. So I'm sure I'll see him in the next month or so, saying as of September. And so that's probably what's there. You might see audit services with a negative as an over budget situation. No, Brown Armstrong didn't increase their rates. That's just the collection. The GASB report that you heard earlier, the work effort there gets billed out to the employers because it's an employer deliverable. So they pay fees to Cicero to reimburse for those costs, and they'll make that negative go away. Let's see. Moving on down to the office expenses. The biggest item there is, no surprise, our travel, our training, our transportation cost. When this budget was prepared back in November of last year, we had hopes, we had expectations. I think that was before which version of COVID? I don't know, but we thought, and I think we returned for a couple of months only to work from home. And then we had, so there's a mixture. We had all the best intentions, but we put dollars in there thinking that's what's going to happen. And it's beginning to pick up just recently. Our investment team is going to go on a nice trip to Europe. And so our board has been taking advantage. So, but that's one of the reasons why it's in savings there. Let's take a look. Included in the office supplies, it probably has a large under budget situation. We factored in a lot of COVID and safety supplies, things of the nature, cleaning up the office, because back then we wanted every precaution, and it's translated nicely.
Henry, if I could jump in real quick on that one. We are still cleaning our offices, just so everyone's aware of that. I don't want to have that impression that has ceased or anything.
That's right. I do recall one time they were, the folks in NASA outfits were coming in and just doing a nice scrub down. And so that was good. Let's take a look here. Moving on down to information technology systems. It appears there's some savings. There's a combination of things going on there. Tim Price and his group, in connection with his staffing, he had some plans to put some subscription costs for real estate due diligence database cost. And so he's kind of postponed, and he's going to reexamine his needs there. So that was in the budget and it hasn't materialized yet. But moving on down to the project consulting, that's Siegel. You've met Jesse, who presents and gives you pension updates. That's that team there. And so that's been higher because the costs are more involved. And so there's been more involvement. No surprise there. It looks like 5% remaining in budget, and we still have another quarter to go. That is the quick rundown. We spoke about vacancies as being the majority of it. We spoke at some of the other ones. So it's a nice trend in terms of third quarter update. Any questions so far? I may be moving fast, but I think you probably appreciate it.
No, I think the tone and level is fine. I think everybody, at least I hope everybody, understands the format and the way it's laid out in terms of reconciliation.
Super.
So I don't see any hands up. I do have a hot tip to pass along to you, though, that Tim Hoppe says if you put office specialists in the recruitment, you might get a better response on the applications. Just a little something to pass along.
Interesting. I'm going to mark that down.
I did have, Henry, a quick question. And I think, let me just ask, is the budget for the whole year and the accruals through the third quarter for three quarters of the year, or in the budget, do you attempt to also break that down on a time basis so that it's 9/12 or some percentage of the total?
Thank you, John. That's a great observation. I look at it as a fuel tank. It's a full fuel tank. The budget is at 100%. The costs are at 75% because it's the third quarter. So the ideal position to be is the remaining percentage should be around the 25% mark. So if it's more than 25%, you're running under budget. If it's less than 25%, we're good. Spending more. That was a good ingredient. I try and use my fuel tank analogy, and I missed that detail, but that thank you for pausing it.
That's a good analogy. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. And wrapping up, moving on to page 4, that is our capital budget update. The two big lines is the contracts that we have for the pension administration system. You know, we go back and forth. Is it pension administration? Is it PAS? Is it Sagitech? Is it CORS? So we're still, you know, getting to understand each other. But locally, I'm embracing CORS. So maybe soon enough, I might call it CORS. But right now, it's pension administration system. It's PAS. We have two contracts. The costs incurred to date are these. And the remaining contract is those percentages that you see. It appears that we are only 20% in, but certainly there's going to be plenty of costs coming up, you know, over the next 12 to 14 months. It's important to note that as a protection, we are hanging on to some of these fees. We have what's called retention.
Right.
And we have retention on the ICON folks, on the Sagitech folks, and also on Siegel. Those are about $175,000. On the Sagitech folks, $123,000 on the ICON folks, and about $59,000 on the Siegel consulting team. So it's important to note that in the event if it's intended as a protection.
Right. It's a timing issue. I mean, what the CapEx is. It's just a question of when it's incurred, right? I mean,
that's right. There's certain milestones that are talked about. If they reach this milestone, and Gail sits down with the team and says, okay, if you've met this, we're satisfied. And okay. Some of that retention, they get released. Any questions there? Anything on pension? It's just a straight money item, right?
I don't see any hands up, Henry, so I think we're good.
Okay. And again, to remind everybody, the pension administration project, it's an in progress. It's an asset intangible. When it completes, it's going to translate into depreciation once a year for 10 years. Okay, so the next table right below is where this is going to show up, probably in the 24 year, the majority of it. But the table is just the other assets that Sacera owns. Most of these are connected with the move into the new office, the computers, the leasehold, the board, improvements. They run anywhere from 3 to 5 years. So we've probably got another 2 or 3 years of these costs. They'll evaporate, no further depreciation. And in return, we'll probably have year one of the pension system. So this column will get updated for that. Okay, this was my brief summary. I think I touched all the major moving parts. Anything I could answer for you?
I think you hit all the highlights. But any questions or comments for Henry? See some thumbs up. Got a thumbs up here. It sounds good. Thank you, Henry. Appreciate it.
I like that finger. Any other finger, that'd be a little worse.
This is the correct one, right? Yeah.
Next time I visit with you aboard, it'll be the budget for next year. So a lot of the ingredients will go into that.
Excellent.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Great report. Thank you.